Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
All right, you heard Brad Evans. He thinks it's going to be the Bills knocking off the Chiefs, taking on the Eagles in the Super Bowl here in New Orleans. Coming up, we'll get Mike Dettillier's thoughts on that and ask Bobby Hebert next hour what he thinks about that prediction from Brad Evans. I'm Dave Cohen, along with Mike Dettillier, and Mike, Jacques Evans joins us now, the director of the governor's office. Jacques Thibodeau joins us, the director of the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness. Jacques, we just heard the governor's news conference a little while ago. Some encouraging progress, but knowing that we're in for another rough night, huh?
Yeah, we are. First off, I'd like to say it's a lot of pressure being on the line with Mike Dettillier. That's going to be a tough one for me. So,
well, wait till he starts asking you questions in a minute.
Yeah, he's from my neck of the woods, so I'll be ready for it. But look, in all seriousness, we are faced with another bitter cold. And unfortunately, we had the biggest message we're trying to get out now is the fire safety message. We had two fatalities on the western side of the state, and our thoughts and prayers go out to that family and those friends. But really, we really want to get the message out about the safety of the heaters and the elements there. We're looking forward to another bitter night of cold. We've got about another 18 hours of this, and I think we should be done on the outside.
Yeah, as of 5:30, it officially dropped to freezing again at New Orleans Armstrong International Airport. So we know it's only going down from here overnight, and we're going to have more of those bitter cold temperatures and even colder wind chills. So pipe bursting weather again tonight, a concern, as water systems are strained all across the state, aren't they?
That's exactly what we're seeing. So as the snow melted, that was a great thing. But what we began to see, the water systems were already strained, and you're starting to have systems that are having temporary degradation of it to where the point of residents are without water for interim spots. So the water is a big concern tonight, moving into tomorrow as we begin to thaw. Right now, our short term is, again, please, everyone, just stay home tonight with your loved ones. We don't want to see anyone on the roads.
Chuck, one of the things, none of us know everything about everything, but have you guys reached out to maybe other states about some advice? You know, because I kind of know where you grew up at. And, you know, you're from the Bayou. You're not used to this or in South Louisiana to see this kind of snow. Reached out for maybe some help or some advice from, I know they brought up about Arkansas and Governor Huckabee there to help out. Have you reached out to outside sources from the norm? Because this isn't normal here in the state of Louisiana, especially in South Louisiana, to have this. And, you know, people that have experienced it before, it's not a drill for them. They've done it. And I think it's important sometimes we kind of reach out to people who have been through this before.
Absolutely. One of the things we learned early on is that we were just not knowledgeable on how to deal with large ice storms that were coming in. So 5 days before, we reached out to Arkansas, and thank goodness for Governor Sanders and Governor Landry working out what's called an Emergency Management Assistance Compact, where they gave us 45 trucks with about 100 people to operate and give us expertise. In addition to that, they gave us lessons learned on what they had learned just 2 weeks ago when they went through 12 inches of snow in less than 30 hours. So we got that initially. The other thing that we have in Louisiana that's a good aspect from our standpoint is we're an element of FEMA Region 6. And that region is Louisiana, Arkansas, Texas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico. So we have experience with Oklahoma, and tornadoes and New Mexico with the wildfires, and then Arkansas with the ice storms, and then Texas and Louisiana get a little bit of everything. So we have something that we keep in our toolbox, and we knew that we had a problem. And thank goodness for Governor Sanders and the Arkansas DOTD linked in with our DOTD. It has allowed us to respond in a lot better fashion than we would have.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Had they not been here.
Jacques, we heard hopes that we'll see the I-310 Luling Bridge open tomorrow. We know that one lane of the Crescent City Connection was open today, so at least we can cross the river somewhere between Pilot Town and St. James Parish today here in the Crescent City. Hopefully that gets even better tomorrow. But we heard the governor and DOTD say today that it's really not going to be Friday till we see, like, the Bonnie Carey Spillway and the Twin Spans and the I-10 through Orleans and Jefferson open. People should not expect to have full range of movement again until Friday, right?
Absolutely. And so when you look at it, I don't think I've ever remembered in my entire life where every bridge from the East Bank to the West Bank, as well as I-55, the Twin Spans, and the Causeway were all limited to where you were, that's all you could go. That's significant in how this storm was and how much snow it dropped on the aspect of it. Any victory is a great victory. To get the Crescent City Connection open up, one lane was a good one. To get the Causeway moving intermittently on one lane was another victory. But we anticipate that tomorrow we will have some success in seeing those bridges open on a regular basis. And really, as you said before, we're not out of the woods of this until Friday morning after we go through another cold spell tomorrow night. It's not going to be as bad, but it's still going to be below freezing, not only tonight, but tomorrow night also.
Do you make any changes after this? I mean, we know this is unprecedented. We haven't seen this much snow in 130 years, but we also know that suddenly we're seeing things we haven't seen in a long time happen more and more often. Is anything changed fundamentally for GOCEP in terms of snow preparation, or do we say, hey, hopefully this was a one-off, we'll learn lessons from it, but we're not going out and buying plows or salt trucks or anything like that?
Well, the first thing is our cycle is, the emergency management cycle is you prepare, you respond, you recover, you mitigate and prevent. What I will tell you is GOCEP practices more than any other agency. And we will make changes. We will learn from the mistakes that we make. So what we will do is, just to give you an example, every month GOSEP conducts meetings with parish emergency operations centers. And every quarter we bring all the state agency emergency support function, recovery support function individuals in, and we talk about what went right and what went wrong. This is a very ambiguous, tough profession. You've got to be able to look at yourself and say, okay, what did we do right? And what just didn't go correct for us? Now, you can't win against Mother Nature. The best you can do is just fight to a draw, but we will definitely make changes on some of the lessons we learn for the positive and for the negative.
Chuck, one of the things, too, I hear about it all the time about, you know, in different states, they may put something, if it's salt or brine, down on the road. Now, it's almost like taking medicine. There's a good and a bad part of both of it. And so I'm going to ask you what I get asked today quite a bit. How much is that involved with here? Because we aren't used to it, but information on maybe if it's salt or sand or brine that gets mixed together, that would make it a little bit easier to pass, especially when we're talking about high rise, if it's overpass or on a bridge.
Yeah, the biggest challenge for us is that we have so many tributaries and so many tributaries with elevated bridges that are on there. That's a very difficult aspect with all those tributaries going to the Gulf. What I'll tell you is these snow machines that we have gotten from Arkansas are very impressive. It is a snow plow on the front of a vehicle that can plow 12 inches of snow across 16 feet. And what it has on the back of it, a tank that has a brine tank as well as the capability of doing salt. So as we watched these and we observed how they work, it was impressive to see how they work. And we've annotated how it worked and then what works better over elevated portion and what works better on the ground portion. I mean, it's been just a tremendous learning experience for our DOTD to be with Arkansas DOTD.
Jacques Thibodeau, we know that you have had your work cut out for you these last few days. Thank you for making time for us and keeping the public updated on what's going on as the director of the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness. And maybe you get a few of those amazing trucks with all of those capabilities, because who knows when the next time we'll have to deal with this will be. Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to hearing you tomorrow telling us about more progress, and by Friday telling us this is over and we'll be back in the 60s.
Thank you very much.
All right,
Thank
Mike.
Thank you, Josh.